everybody. I have Jeff Heath here with me as a special guest. Jeff just held an intro to winter biking workshop here at Red River College Polytechnic and shared a lot of amazing tips on how to ensure your safety while cycling in winter conditions. So Jeff, let's start off with a little bit about you. I know that you said you've been cycling for 20 winters, and I just want to hear a little bit more of your cycling experience.
Let's see, Jeff's cycling background. I grew up riding a bike, as many of us did in Winnipeg. Really loved it, used it to get to school as a young person. Kind of stopped in high school, but then picked it up again when I was going to university. You know, not a ton of money, needed to get to school, rode my bikes in the nice months. And then found that in the winter, traveling to school by transit was sometimes a challenge, and decided to try winter cycling, and have ever since then been a devoted winter cyclist and gotten a little bit better at it. And cycling has been a big part of my life as well. Throughout my adulthood, I was part of founding a nonprofit here in Winnipeg called The Wrench, and was a director there for 11 years. And The Wrench takes bikes out of our landfills and the waste stream and teaches people how to repair them and gets them back on the road, particularly with a focus on youth. So I did that for a bunch of years prior to getting a job here at the college, and now I work in the sustainability office here at Red River and get to do some fun bike stuff as well, such as this workshop.
That's really interesting. So what are some of your favorite parts about biking in the winter time? So what are some of the benefits, some of your personal favorite things about it?
Biking in the winter can be really great in that it gets you outside. I think, you know, Winnipeg is a winter city, and for those of that us that have lived here for a while, or if we're new to the city, I think the best way to enjoy the winter, I know that's like a challenge for some people, but you can do it, and the best way to do it is to put yourself out in it and be active in the winter, and cycling is a great way to do that. Whether it's, you know, on our frozen rivers in the winter and the trails that run alongside them, or out in our parks, or even, you know, using a bike as a way to commute, I find puts me out in nature in ways that make me really enjoy it. You know, the sounds of the birds, the snowflakes glittering in the streetlights on the way home. It saves me a bunch of money. And I think that, you know, over the last 20 years of my riding a bike in the winter, I think it's gotten a lot easier and there's a lot more people doing it. And so Winnipeg now does clear our, we have bike lanes now. We didn't 20 years ago. I'd recommend people try it out. You don't have to like jump in to the deep end or anything, but try pulling your bike out and riding it along a trail as recreation. It's really nice out right now, and over the coming next like week or two, it's very above seasonal temperatures, and totally doable to take that bike out, put on a few extra layers, and take it out for a spin and see how it treats you and see what it does for you.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like winter is such a beautiful season that people don't really get to fully enjoy since it's so cold and they don't want to go outside. Cycling is a great way to be able to just get out there instead of just going on a walk, or it's something different, a different activity that you can do. After talking about some of the benefits, what are some of the risks that are present in the winter time when you're cycling?
Yeah, risks, you know, for me, I think, you know, when I talk to people about winter cycling, I get a lot of like, are you crazy? That's so dangerous. And, you know, I don't think the risks are nearly as risky as some people might make them out to be. For those of us that have grown up in Winnipeg or spent more time here in Winnipeg, we have a lot of experience in how to prepare to be outside in terms of like making sure our skin is covered, wearing the right winter boots, wearing the right mitts. We could, you know, benefit from you know, some learning how to layer and what's good outerwear and what's not. And there are resources out there for that sort of thing. But, you know, I think the number one sort of risk for winter cycling or any outdoor winter activity is just the cold and frostbite, making sure you're covered up, and making sure that if you aren't covered up, if some part of your body is getting excessively cold, to get inside and warm it up if at all possible, because frostbite is a pretty miserable thing and can be permanent and damaging. Yeah, I think in terms of winter cycling risks, that's the big one, the cold. There are some other ones that I think are, you know, not not any different than any other cycling risks, such as, you know, if you're riding in traffic, knowing how to do that and having some experience or learning some of the best practices around how to safely ride with vehicles, as well as, you know, if you're new to winter cycling, learning how to ride on the different kinds of terrain, learning how to ride on snow, learning how to ride on ice. It's not especially risky. You might fall down, but the bonus of falling down in winter on a bike is you're probably going to keep most of your skin. So it's a little bit different than falling down in the summer. You have some extra padding, you have some extra layers, and you may very well, if you're new to winter cycling, you may very well wipe out on the ice, but you might find that it's not so scary after all. And if you're practicing some of this, learning how to ride on like outside of traffic, you know, on trails or on paths, it's a little less intimidating, I think. So taking small steps to learn those skills and learn how to ride your bike on different terrain is a great way to ease into it.
Okay. Kind of going off of what you were saying for the staying warm and making sure that you're dressing in layers, I think that's very interesting because a lot of times, even when I've gone outside, if I'm going running or skating, you kind of want to put as many layers on as you can and get super warm, but then it's not actually that beneficial once you do start sweating. But what would you say are your essential clothing items for when you go on a bike ride in the wintertime?
The big ones for me, I get cold hands and feet. And so good boots is number one for me, paired with good socks. And if it's a really cold day, I'll wear two pairs of socks. I'll wear a thin layer on as my base layer that, you know, make sure my feet stay dry, and then sort of a thicker, fluffier, insulative sock under over top of that. So footwear is number one for me. Mitts, I think, are the other one that, you know, people get really cold hands often when they cycle. You're not using your hands and feet super actively when you cycle, and so, you know, they're prone to getting cold. And so same thing with my mitts. I'll wear sort of a base layer glove inside of a big, thick winter mitt, and I have like big, thick garbage mitts or leather style mittens that I use to ride my bike, and they tend to keep my feet my hands pretty good and warm. And then some other obvious ones are, you know, something that's going to break the wind in terms of a jacket. Less important on your lower half, I find. Oftentimes I don't wear anything windbreaking on my legs just because my legs tend to get pretty warm while I'm riding. I often just ride in jeans with long underwear underneath. And for those of you who are newcomers to Canada, long underwear, learn about it, try it, use it. It's a wonderful thing. And on top, I have a nice warm wool toque that I wear, as well as a neck warmer, and my neck warmer pulls up, you know, over my nose and sort of covers the bottoms of my ears too, so that I don't really have any skin peeking out on real cold days aside from my eyes. And and that keeps me good.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that the layering up on the hands and feet are probably the biggest thing for a lot of people. I know my hands and feet always get really cold. For your bicycle, what are ways that you maintain your bike or accessories that you use on your bike to keep riding safer?
You know, winter riding, we have a lot less daylight, and so I make sure I have my lights. I have a good set of lights that are rechargeable and try and keep them powered up, keep them with me. I have good fenders on my winter bike, and that keeps some of the, like, days like today, there's a lot of spray, a lot of salty spray on the road, and that stuff's kind of not nice to have on your outdoor gear, and so the fenders on my bike keep that off my stuff. And I find studded tires to be like a really good investment. They're a little bit expensive, you know, especially if you're just getting into winter cycling. It's probably a bit more of an investment than you'll want to put in. But if you do get to the point where you're enjoying winter cycling, you want to do it more a winter tire on the front of your bike, just a front studded tire. Will provide a lot more traction, and usually if you have a wipeout, it's because your back tire slides, or sorry, because your front tire slides out. So investing in a good carbide studded, and carbide is like a stronger style of steel, carbide studded winter tires will last a long time, definitely worth the investment in terms of safety, in my opinion.
What kind of techniques do you use, or what kind of techniques would you recommend for people who are riding for the first time in the winter, things that you can practice to help you?
Riding on snow is a bit different in terms of, like, there's often a lot more plowing through snow takes a certain sort of like different style of riding, different technique, as well as riding on ice is a different sort of challenge. And so I'd recommend, you know, if you're just getting into winter cycling, trying it on a couple different surfaces in order to get your feet wet in terms of what you're going to encounter out there. When riding through, like, whether it's loose snow or whether it's ice, one of the things that I often recommend people try and remember is to keep their butt on their bike seat. It can be really tempting when you're trying to get more power through pedaling to stand up on your pedals. And that works great in the summer, but when you stand up in the winter, it puts your center of gravity much higher and often forward. And as a result, your back tire is a lot more prone to slipping out. Another big one is oftentimes when riding on ice, it's easy to, particularly at intersections where cars have been starting and stopping, a lot of ice will build up. And as you bring your bike to a stop at this intersection, when you need to get going again, oftentimes in the summer, if you want to get going quickly, you stand up on your pedals and you push hard. If you do that in the winter, your back tire is probably just going to spin and potentially slide out, and you might wipe out. So I'd recommend trying to remember to, start slow from start. If you're just getting started again, start slow. Even sort of cadence or even pressure on your pedals, you don't want to be pushing really hard really suddenly, because your tire is probably just going to spin as opposed to moving you any quicker. Even cadence is one. Not standing up, keeping your butt on your bike. Last one I'd recommend is just experimenting with your braking and learning the sort of amount of pressure it takes on your brake levers to lock up your wheels, so that if you do need to make a sudden stop, that you don't just slam on your brakes, lock up your wheels, and fall down. It's sort of like anti-lock braking in a car. You want to learn to modulate your brake pressure so that you're slowing down quickly, but you're not totally locking your wheels up, because if you lock your wheels up, you're going to slide out. For any Red River students who haven't biked before that want to try, I'd say if you have access to a bike, just go out and start small, give it a shot, try something, try going for a little bike ride on some trails near wherever you live, and see if it's for you. You don't have to ride all the way to campus your first time. You don't have to ride every single day. Start small and experiment with it. It's going to be a learning process, and you might not have all the right gear. You don't have to buy all the right gear to do it, but if you find you enjoy it, you can slowly get better gear. You can slowly make improvements to your bike. You can slowly maybe get a bike that is just dedicated to riding in the winter. Start with whatever you got, wherever you're at, and give it a try. And I think many of the joys of riding in the winter are readily available to everyone, no matter the gear or the bike that you have. And I'd encourage anyone to just get out there and give it a shot. We live in Winnipeg, and it's a much more enjoyable place to live when we embrace all the seasons that we have. And that means figuring out ways to enjoy winter. And I think winter cycling is one of those. And in terms of stuff coming up that might help you embrace winter cycling, so I did run this one winter cycling workshop here at downtown campus. I'm going to run another at the Notre Dame campus in the next little while. So keep an eye out for that. It'll be in student news in the email. And as well as there's Winter Bike to Work Day, which is also Bike to School Day, coming up on February 9th. And that's a sort of international event where people celebrate, using bikes for transportation. There will be some resources. Bike Winnipeg, which is our local bike advocacy group, has some resources on their website in terms of what will be happening for Bike to Work Day. And usually it's little stations set up, usually in the downtown and around the city, offering like coffee and donuts and stuff to people that are riding their bike to school and work in the morning. So that's kind of fun. As well as right now, a local nonprofit called the Green Action Center is running the Jack Frost Challenge. And the Jack Frost Challenge is to encourage people to get outdoors in the winter, whether it's biking, skiing, running, skating, whatever, snowshoeing, whatever you're doing outside that's like human powered, you can register for the Jack Frost Challenge. It's a week long, and they have tons of really awesome prizes, and you log your kilometers that you've traveled, and you get entered to win. You can join as an individual or a team. So that's kind of fun. Festival de Voyageurs is coming up. That's a great outdoor winter thing, not cycling specific, but there's just lots of awesome celebration of winter that happens there. So yeah, we're a winter city. Let's embrace it. Let's all get outside, maybe on a bike even.
Awesome. I might have to try out one of these events. Thank you so much for your time and sharing all your knowledge on winter biking. And I hope this helps some people out there who have been wanting to try biking in the wintertime.